Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and for the continued Refuah Shleimah for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem Beis, and we begin today the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubas called Na'ara Shenispatisa. And today's daf, we're going to be discussing a lot about the laws of Pitui. Laws of seduction, which we spoke about a lot in the last parak, and particularly under what circumstances do payments of knas, at what point do they become payments of money? Let's say if Bezdin is mechayev a person to pay knas, does that now change the chiyuv from a chiyuv knas into a chiyuv mammon? Good morning, Jeremy, Harav Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalmudan, Avi, Dr. Joe, Mordechai somewhere, Tzvika, Gershon Eitan, Yisrael Moshe. Thank you very much for joining us. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Nara Shenispatasa. A Nara is a girl between 12 and 12 and a half. Shenispatasa, which means she was seduced. Boishta upagama uknasa shelavia. Boshes pagam and the 50 shekel of kesef knas all belong to her father. The hatsar b'mufut b'tvusa. And we know that ones, in addition to mefata, which pays three things, ones pays four things, including tsar, the pain. And mefata doesn't pay tsar, because since she was willing to do it, so whatever she got herself into, in terms of the pain, she's willing to. So there's no pain there. Says the Gemara, and this is going to be the main topic of today's daf. All the permutations and combinations of this particular halacha, umda bedin. Now, let's say Bezdin has a court case and is mechayevim, ones, the 50 shekel, boshes upagam, by mefata, or the tsar also by rape. So, umda bedin, if Bezdin was mechayev the rapist or the seducer to pay the three or four, ad shalom meisav, if the court case happened before the father died, hare hein shalav. So then the court case happened. Bezin's mechayev the guy to pay. So right away, even though here's the key point in the opinion of Tanna Kamma. Here's the key point even with Tanna Kamma. So amda bedin ad shalom meisav hare hein shalav. So if the court case happened and Bezdin was mechayev, here's the key point. Even though the father hasn't yet collected the money, but Bezdin already paskened that he gets the money before he dies, and then he dies. And therefore, meisav, if the father subsequently died prior to his collecting, but after Bezdin was mechayev the money, harei hein shel achin. So the father's sons, meaning the girl's brothers, they're the ones who get to split all this money. The boshes, pagam, the tsar, and the knas. However, says the Mishnah, lo yispik alam al-bedin, ad shem esav. Let's say the court case, the rape happened, and then the father dies before the court case. So now they have the court case, so who gets the money? She gets it. Her father died. So if the father dies prior to the court case, so then when the court's mechayev, who are they going to be mechayev the guy to pay? To pay her. She has no father, so the money goes to her. Now, and similarly, says the Mishnah, amda b'din ad shelo bagra, if she has the din Torah before she becomes 12 and a half, she becomes a bagaris at 12 and a half. Harei ein shalav. So the father gets it. She was a Nara, the father gets it. And therefore, meisav harei ein shalach, and same thing. Lo yispik alam b'din ad she bagra. However, if she was raped when she was a Nara, but the court case happened once she was already 12 and a half, harei ein shalatzma. Just like if the father dies, she gets it. So too, if she becomes a bulgaris before the court case. So when Bezdin awards the money, we don't follow the time of the rape. We follow the time of the court case. And there she was already Bulgaris. Since she was already Bulgaris, she gets to keep the money. This all is the opinion of Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah. And now we present the famous opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to come back to a number of times in today's daf, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the crucial time period is not the time of the court case. The court case is irrelevant. The crucial time period is, did daddy collect the money or did daddy not collect the money? It's not dependent on the court case. It's dependent on, did dad actually collect the money or not? Let's read. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im lo hispika ligvos ad shemes ha'av. If the money wasn't collected by the time the father died, harein shalatzva, then she gets to keep it. So if the court, even if the court case happens while dad's alive, but dad dies before dad collects, the money goes to her. If only if dad actually collected the money that he and his inheritors get the money. If dad hasn't collected it, so then if dad dies, even after the court case, but dad dies prior to having collected the money goes to her. That's her Bishim and Shita.
According to the time of comment, that was according to when the court case.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't think she has the luxury of when she schedules it. I don't know, you're right. What determines when? I don't know.
She doesn't tell anybody until afterward.
Right, that's true. If she can delay the court case, then she wins the money. Right, well, according to Tanakama, if she delays the court case, according to Rabbi Shimon, if the money just doesn't get collected, also
it's
delays.
It's a small window, so it's not a big delay.
It's only if the father dies.
Right.
She doesn't right. Right. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, right, fine. Okay, now, the last line of the Mishnah, Maisa Yodea Umitsiyasa. Maisa Yodea means any money the woman makes. She works as a checkout lady in the store. Maisa Yodea Umitsiyasa, or stuff that she finds, lost object that she finds. If she's a katana, or she's a nara, so all of the money she makes goes to her father. Right? That's the halacha, that when a girl, until a girl is 12 and a half, whatever money she makes belongs to the dad. Maisa Yodea Umitsiyasa. Afal Pisha Lo Gavsa. Now, so important point to make over here. The first half of the Mishnah is contrasted to the second half. In the second half, we're talking about Chiyuv Mamon. Maisa Yodea Umitsiyasa. This is Mamon that comes to her. Afal Pisha Lo Gavsa. Even if it was not collected, when it comes to Chiyuv Mamon, as long as she made the money and she was owed the money, even if there was no court case, even if there was no collection, if the father dies, he gets it. So, basically what you see is the two important points that the Mishnah teaches us. The Mishnah is teaching us the difference between Chiv Mamon and Chiv Knas. Chiv Mamon depends on the establishment of the Chiv. We don't care about Bezdin, we don't care about collection. The second you become chayiv in the chiyuv mamon, that's when you're chayiv in. And therefore, even if the father dies before the court case or before he collects it, doesn't make a difference. Everybody agrees he gets the money. He always gets the money because chiyuv mamon don't require bezdin to set them up. The first half of the Mishnah is talking about chiyuv knas. Chiyuv knas depends on bezdin establishing the chiyuv or, according to Rabbi Shimon, him collecting the chiyuv. But Chiyuv Mamon does it. Now, so Mordechai is going to ask me, Kasha, what about the Boshes Upagam? What about the Boshes Upagam? So the Gemara at the very, very, very end of today's daf, the last line of today's daf, is going to say that the Ikur Yisayid HaMachlekes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon, the Ikur Yisayid HaMachlekes is, when a person is collecting rape or seduction money, which do we view as the Ikur money? Do we view the ones, the knas, the penalty, the fine, as the ikker money that he's collecting? Or do we do the boshes of pagam, which is mammon, as the ikker collection? So, according to, we'll see. So the first half of the Mishnah was talking about knas. Even though it also included boshes of pagam, for some reason, we view the ikker collection as the knas collection in the first half. That's why it depends on the court case in the first half or the collection, but the issue is, as we'll see, as the Gemara will develop this, there we consider it, even though he's also collecting money,
but the Boshes Supagam follow the Knas. Since the Knas is the main thing that he's collecting, we'll see why in the end of the Gemara, the Knas is going to be the main thing that he's collecting. So therefore, we view the whole first Chiv as a Knas, and therefore, whether the father gets it or she gets it depends on the court case. But in the second half of the Mishnah, we're talking about a Chiv Mamon. Chiv Mamon does not depend on the court case. Everybody agrees that it depends on the Chiv, when the Chiv happened. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go into detail about all of these cases. Zok de Helge Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Now, at first, the Gemara just goes into a little bit of a side point, which is a little bit of an obvious side point. Says the Gemara, my Kamashwan. At first, the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah is coming to teach me that when you rape a girl, you chayav four things, and when you seduce her, you chayav three things. We had that in the last paragraph. We already know that. My Kamashlan. Tanina, Mefat Nilsen Shalosh, Dvar Mehon Sabra. Hamefat Nilsen Boshes Begam Knas. Most of Lavonish Nilsen is that Tsar. Answer the Gemara, La'aviyah Tzrichle. Well, we need this Mishnah to tell me the money goes to the dad. Says the Gemara, La'aviyah Nami Pshito. What do you mean? We read a little goes to the dad. Mitikar Yoav Mefate. From the fact that a Mefate is owed Boshes Begam Knas. So, De'ilatzma, Ma Yoav Mefate. Why does Mefate pay anything? The girl was willing to do all of this, so she should get nothing. Must be because it goes to the daddy, right? The Boshes Begam goes to the dad. Midaita of it, right? Well, why does she get anything? Says Gemara, you're right. It's not coming to teach me that it goes to the dad. It's not coming to teach me the three and four chiyuvim of a rape and of seduction and rape, respectively. Rather, under bedinet tzrichalei. No, it's obvious. The whole chiddush of this mishnah is this issue of, does it depend on the court case or does it depend on the collection? That's the ikar issue. Amda bedinet tzrichalei. Plugta the Rebbe Shimon v'Rabbanan. We need to know the machlokes in the Shimon v'Rabbanan. According to Chachamim, it all depends on the time of the court case. According to Rebbe Shimon, it all depends on the collection. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Yeah, that's obvious. I don't know why the Gemara needs to spell it out, but the Gemara needs to spell it out. Okay. Now, in order to understand the next question of the Gemara, it's a little bit of a longer question. We have to know a few halachas about an area of Shas discussed in Masech Shavuos called Shavuos HaPikadon. So some of us, a few minutes ago, talked about Asham Gzelos, right? Elohein Ashamos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, Asham Mitzorah, Asham Nazar, Asham Tali. So there's, in that Mishnah, Ezum Mekomen, which some of us said a few minutes ago, if you came on time to shul, you're able to say Ezum Mekomen. So there's something called Asham Gzelos. What's an Asham Gzelos? An Asham Gzelos is the following scenario. The Torah says, Pashas Vayikra, Nefesh ki sechta umal o mal b'Hashem v'kicheish ba'amito b'pikadon o b'sasumas yad o b'gazel o ashakas hamiso. A person steals money. O matza aveda v'kicheish ba, or you found the lost object and you denied it. V'nishba al sheker. You swore falsely. You swore, I don't owe this money. I stole. The guy accused you. You stole. You borrowed. You didn't pay back. You whatever it was. You broke a window. And you swore falsely and then you admitted it. That I lied. I swore under oath. So the Torah says you have to do three things. You pay Karen, you pay Chaimesh, an extra fifth, and you have to bring a carbon Asham, which is called an Asham Gzelos. An Asham because you lied. You stole. In fact, you stole and you lied about it. So you have to bring an Asham Gzelos. Ah. So that's the halacha over here. So, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masech Shavuos. So the Gemara is going to quote some halachas about Asham Gzelos and then apply it back to the scenario in our Mishnah. Zok Tehele Gigamar. Tanan Hasam. Anas, a guy goes over to a man and says, Anasta upitisa SBT. Either you raped or seduced my daughter. Vehu Omer lo yanasti velo pitisi. No, I did not. I owe you nothing. I did not rape your daughter. I did not seduce your daughter. Mashbiachani, the guy says, I'm putting a shvua on you. Va'amar amen. The guy says, amen. I accept the shvua. And then he admitted that he was lying. Chayav. So, Tanakama says, he's chayav keren chomesh va'asham. He's chayav to give back the amount, to give the original amount, add on a fifth, and bring a carbon asham gzelos. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're exempt from carbon shvua and from the chayav chomesh. Rabbi Shimon still agrees you got to pay back the chayav mammon. But he says, since this case is a case of knas, Rabbi Shimon Poter, since this is a case that the ikar chiv, the guy is chayv, we'll see in a minute, V'ekechiv is a chiv knas, she'enu mishalim knas al piatzmo. Since we know, we learned in yesterday's daf and 2 days ago's daf, the rule of moda b'knas pater. So what were you really denying? You were denying chiv knas. B'ekechiv we view the chiv of onus mefata as a chiv knas, we'll see in a minute, even though there is also chiv mamon, boshes v'pagam and sar, but we view it as a chiv knas fundamentally, and we have a rule moda b'knas pater. So you didn't really deny any major league claim over here. You could have admitted, even had you admitted, when the guy confronted you and said, you raped my daughter, had you admitted it, you would have been exempt. Oh, moda b'knas pater. So this kfira is not really a legit kfira, says Rabbi Shimon. It's not really a legit kfira, because you could have admitted it and gotten out of the chiv in the first place. So it's not such a mayridik chiv. And therefore, since moda b'knas is pater, and you're only mechuyev knas if Edim came, and there was a court case, and in this case, there was no Edim, and there was no court case. So you were never really chayev this money in the first place. There were no Edim, no court case, there's no chiyuv when it comes to knas. So therefore, your kfir is nishkin kfir. And by the way, that's why when the pasuk is listing all the things you have to bring to Ashim Gezelos for, it doesn't mention knas at all there. It just says, pikadon, tesumas yad, gazel, ashak, right? Ah, so therefore, if you're kaifer, this is not called a kfiris mammon. It's not called kfiris mammon. Ah, so sounds like Rabbi Shimon has a good time, no? So amrulo, the chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, wait a minute, you're only talking about the knas. What about boshes and pagam and tsar? There's chiyav mammon here also, and that. It wasn't kfira on the moment. Amr lo chachamim, af mi she'eno mishalim knas al piatzmo, avol mishalim boshes v'pagam al piatzmo. Had the guy admitted that he raped, he would have been chay of boshes v'pagam. So on that he's being kofer. Those are chiyuv mamon. Whoa. That sounds like a great taina. So what is Reb Shimon? So we're going to see on the very last line of the daf, Reb Shimon holds that a tviya about a knas, even though you have ancillary chiyuv mamon on the side, the ikr we view it as a chiyuv knas, and the chiyuv mamon follow the chiyuv knas. So just like you wouldn't have been chayv in the chiyuv knas, we view it as if you're not chayv keren chomish va'ashem, you're not chayv a carbon shmuel even on the chiyuv mamon that slept along with the chiyuv knas. We're going to get back to that mamish, the last line of today's daf. Here we go. Ah, okay, now. So now, still going on this case. So Rabba Bar Nachmeni, that was Abaye's Rebbe. So Abaye asked the Shaila from his Rebbe, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Abaye asked his Rebbe, Rabba, a Shaila. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, guy says to his friend, Anasta u'patisa esbiti. You raped or seduced my daughter. V'ha'marticha b'din. Oh, it is a little different. This is not where a guy just says, this guy says, and there was a court case, and you became mechuyev this in court. Ah, so now it is no longer moda b'knas pater over here because Bezdin was already mechayev him. I'm not taking it in. V'nis chayavtali mamon, and Bezdin turned this chiv knas already into a chiv mamon because once Bezdin passes you all the money, ball game over. The Yankees win. Ball game over. So v'nis chayavtali mamon. But who, Baruch Hashem, I no longer know whether that's true or not. Baruch Hashem. Took me a long time to get rid of it, but Baruch Hashem, took me a long time. But okay, I have no idea. Okay, but who, I guess they didn't win last night. Okay, but who, Omer, loyanasti, v'loy patisi, v'loy hamadatani b'din, v'loy nitzchayav delach mamon, v'nishba, and he swears, v'hoide, l'rabbi Shimon mai. Would Rabbi Shimon agree in this case, since there was already a court case, so this is really a kfiras mamon? It's no longer a kfiras knas, because Bezdin took this chiv knas and turned it into a chiv mamon. So what would Rabbi Shimon say over here? Kevin to amad bedin mamon. He admitted. In the end, he admitted that there was a hamad bedin. So kevin to amad bedin mamon nahave. Umachayv alay karbet shmo. Therefore, he's going to be chayv to bring anashim gzelos. Odeoma afakav to amad bedin knas have. Even though there was a court case, since Be'ikr, originally, this Chiv originated as a Chiv Knas, even though now Bezdin has morphed that Chiv Knas into Chiv Mamon, Be'ikr, we view this Chiv still as a Chiv Knas, about which it would be said, Maidi Be'Knas Pater, even though now technically it could no longer be moda, but we view this primarily be'ikr as a chi of knas, and therefore you're not chayav a carbon shvu on this knas avi. Odilma afagav de amad bedin knas avi be'ikr. This is a chi of knas, and the Torah is not mechayav a carbon on kfiras knas. The Torah is only mechayav a carbon on kfiras mamon. Even though this knas turned into mamon, maybe Rabbi Shimon still holds, since be'ikr it's a chiv knas, it started its lifetime as a chiv knas, so we make a low plug. All chiyuvei knas, there's no carbon shvu on, period. That's the shal. Amalei, so Rabbi the Rebbe answered Abaye the Talmud, no, l'moyna have mechayav lo carbon shvu. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that once the chiyuv knas morphs in bezdin into a chiyuv mamon, so then you would be chayav carbon shvuah for denying such a claim. You'd be chayav carbon shvuah. Ah, but wait a second. So wait a minute, but we have a brisa that sounds like it's against us, and then we're going to bring it back to our mission in a minute. You see where he's going over here. We're going to bring it back to our mission in a minute. So it's Gemara, Esvei, so Abaye, the Talmud, would not tolerate this from his Rebbe. So Esvei, Abaye, L'Rabba. So Abaye further questioned his Rebbe from a brisa that talks about carbon shvua by kfiras knas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon says, "Yochel omel chaveru anasto patisi es biti, v'hu omel lo anasti lo patisi. Hey, mischarcha es avdi. Your ox gored my eved kanani, and therefore you owe me 30 shekel. V'hu omel lo hemis. You're not chayv knas. Osh omel lo avdo. He paltes shini v'simisas eni. Or his eved kanani said to him, you knocked out my tooth, or you knocked out my eye. I did not knock out your tooth. I did not knock out your eye. Therefore, you don't go free. Vinishba. And the guy swore. Vehoide. And he admitted, this is a pure knas case. Yochol yehei chayiv. You might have thought you chayiv karban shvur. Tavolomar. If the Torah says no. Vikichesh ba'amisot b'kadon. B'sumasyot ol'b'chaz. O'shakas amisot. O'matzav v'kichesh ba'vinishba al-sheker. All these cases that the Torah says yechayiv karban shvur all have something in common. What do they all have in common? They're all what kind of chiyuv? They're all chiyuvei mamon and not knas. And the three examples we just gave are chiyuvei knas. Ma elu miyuchadon shein mamon and not knas. Af kol shein mamon yatsu elu shein knas. So these three, you're not mechuyev karban shvua. Says the Gemara, my love, kisha omad bedin. And this brisa makes no distinction whether there was or wasn't a court case. Tzedach mashma, it implies that even after Hamad Abedin, it's still called a knas and there's no carbon shvua. So how could you, by Rebbe, Rabbah, say that no, after the Hamad Abedin, it morphs into a chiv mamon, but from the stima sabraisa, it sounds like, from the fact that the braisa does not distinguish between whether there was a court case or not a court case, it just says by all chiv knas across the board, there's no carbon shvua. Sounds like even if there was a court case, there's no carbon shvua. So how could you tell me when there's a court case, it changes into mamon? Answers the Gemara, lo, Mishelo Amad Bedin. How do you know the Brisa means that? Maybe the Brisa means only when there wasn't a court case. Says Gemara, but wait a second. Look at the beginning of the Brisa. The Hamiduresha, Bishamad Bedin, Sifanami, Bishamad Bedin. But in the beginning of this Brisa, which we haven't yet quoted, I'm about to quote it now, says the Gemara. In the beginning of this Brisa, you see that it's for sure talking about even when there was a court case. And therefore, if the beginning of the Brisa is talking about even when there was a court case, sounds like the end of the Brisa is also talking about when there was a court case. What's the beginning of the price? V'hamid the reisha b'sham bin sevenam b'sham bin says the Gemara. The Ketani reisha. Let's look at the beginning of that price. Ainli eladvarm shemisham and alena sakeren. I only know that there's a chiyuv carbon shvua by chiyuvei mamon where all you have to pay is a keren. Tashlumei kefel, tashlumei dalad vehei. Oynes mifata motzi shemra. All these are what, Rabbi? So these are all what? Chiyuvei knas minayin, that you are chayv a carbon shvua even by chiyuvei knas. Tamalomer umal amal. Oh, umal amal means any money that you steal, even knas. Whoa, umal amal riba. Says more now. What case could this be talking about? How in the world could be chayv carbon shvua by knas? What about modu b'knas pata? There's no chiyuv over here. Hey, chiyuv. What's the case? Idloy amad bidin. There is no chiv knas if there's no court case. There ain't no chiv knas. In order to have a chiv knas, you need a court case. Elab shita, b'shamad b'din. Omi the Reisha Misham Bedin, Sefer Nami Misham Bedin. So if the Reisha is talking about Hamad Bedin, the Sefer is also talking about Misham Bedin. So Abaye has a strong kasha against his Rebbe. It says even Misham Bedin. In the Sefer, it says. If it's talking about Misham Bedin, and yet it still says in the Sefer that. So we have really a contradiction from the Reisha to the Sefer here, because the Reisha seems to say that by Chiyuvei Knas, you do bring Karban Shvua. But the Sefer says that you don't bring Karban Shvua, even after Shamad Bedin. You don't bring Karban Shvua against Rabba. Answers the Gemara. Listen to this unbelievable discussion between the Rebbe and the Talmud. Look what happens over here. Amar Le. So the Rebbe said to the Talmud, look at the cover that the Rebbe has for the Talmud here. Look at the cover the Rebbe has for the Talmud. Amar Le. I could give you a daichik answer, but I have more respect for you than that. I'm not going to give you my Talmud Abaye. I'm not going to give you a daichik answer. Because a Rebbe has to have tremendous covet for his Talmudim. Amalek. Yechilna l'shnuyelach. Reisha b'shama b'din v'sefer b'shloan b'din. I could still answer you and say, well, maybe the beginning of the Brice is talking about where there was Hamad b'din, and that's where there is Karbid Shvul, because it turns into Chiyav Mamon. But the same is talking about where there was no court case, and therefore remains a Chiyav Knas, and there's no Chiyav Karbid Shvul. I could give you that answer. V'kula Rebbe Shimoni. And the whole price is going according to Rebbe Shimon, but it depends whether there was Hamad Bedin or not. However, since you are my all-star Talmud Abaye, Ushinui Dechik Elom Meshanin Lach, but I don't want to give you a Dechik answer, because you're too big of a Talmud Chacham for me to give you a Dechik answer. V'im came, honestly, Lisnei Reisha Rebbe Shimon Omer, or Lisnei Sefer the Rebbe Shimon. And furthermore, if I would give you this answer, you would say, you tell me the whole thing's Rebbe Shimon. Why doesn't the Bryce anywhere say that this is Rebbe Shimon? Ella, because of this problem.
Shimon.
What?
I think he says Rebbe Shimon. He goes based on the collection. I don't know.
Oh, the Gemara is going to talk about that in a minute. Great point, speaker. Excellent point. Excellent point. But again, we said, right. Well, okay, but speaker, we mentioned Rebbe Shimon. We said, no, again, it says, we said Rebbe Shimon Omer. You're right. We're gonna ask against our mission in a minute. That's gonna be the whole reason we brought this whole thing over here. But see, so take a look where we said Esve, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yochel Melchav. Right. The Gemara said Tavon Lomar. Right. So Gemara says my lab b'shamad b'din. Right. So the Gemara thought that the reason why Rabbi Shimon said it turns into a chiv mamon is after b'shamad b'din. That's what the Gemara originally thought. We're gonna come back to our mission in a minute. Oh, says the Gemara. Ella, what am I gonna answer you? Kula b'shamad b'din. Reisha Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say, even after Hamad b'din, it's still a chiyuv. Reisha Rabbanon. The Reisha is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that after Hamad b'din, it turns into a chiyuv mama. The Sefer Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no chiyuv karban shvua if you denied a Chiyuv Knas after Hamad Bedin, even after the Hamad Bedin, there's no Chiyuv Kabbashah. So the Chachamim hold that after Hamad Bedin, it turns into a Chiyuv Mamon. And Rabbi Shimon holds, even after Hamad Bedin, it still remains a Chiyuv Knas, and therefore you're exempt. Says the Gemara, Umodin Allah, Lein Yikarban Shvua, Derachmana Patre Mivikichesh, and said Rabbi to Abai, I admit to you, and I agree, from the fact that the Torah says the word v'kichesh, gezel, pikadon, halva, and the Torah does not mention knas. So it must be that when it comes to carbon shvua, there's never a carbon shvua on chiv knas. Says Rabbi Shimon, right. Says Rabbi Abai, I admit to you that when it comes to carbon shvua, so there's never a chiyuv karban shvua on a chiyuv knas. V'chika amina. But when I said that after Hamad Bedin, knas turns into mamon, that's only v'chika amina, mamon have lohorisho labanav. So the Gemara here splits. When it comes to who inherits it, then the knas turns into mamon after the Hamad Bedin, says Rabbi Abai. When it comes to who inherits it, the Knas turns into Mamon after Hamad Bedin. But when it comes to Karban Shvua, it always remains a chiyuv knas. When it comes to Karma Shul, it remains a chiyuv knas. But Abaye, so now we're going to come back to our Mishnah, Tzviga. So Abaye says, what do you mean? I'm going to challenge you, Rebbe, from our Mishnah. And that's why we brought in this whole thing, was just to challenge something from the Mishnah. Esivei, so Abaye further asked Rabbi, Shimon Omer. What does Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah? Tzvika's Kasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Imlo speak a ligvos ad shemesav. This is talking about collection, right? This is talking about who inherits, right? This is not talking about carbon shvor. Someone who inherits. Imlo speak a ligvos ad shemesav. Harein shall atzma. That if she doesn't collect by the time the father dies, so then she gets it. The Amris. And if you tell me, is this mamish exactly Tzvika's Kasha? And if you tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon, after Hamada Bedin, the Knas already morphs into Mamon. Even though by Karban Shmur, Rabbi Shimon agrees, it doesn't turn into Mamon. But when it comes to inheritance, it does turn into Mamon. But you see from our Mishnah, even by inheritance after Hamada Bedin, it does turn into Mamon. Like Tzvika's Kasha. The Amris, Mamon Havadurish Lubadav, La'atzma Amai, Da'achin Boy Meheve. What do you mean? After the Hamada Bedin, it turns into money. It should not belong to her. It should belong to her brothers. Wow. So now we come to the thrilling conclusion of today's daf. Here we go. Amar Rava. Hi, Milsa Kashayba Rabba V'Rav Yosef Esrin V'Tart and Shun. This question, Rabba and Rav Yosef struggled with and argued with the Rebbe and the Talmud. Rabba and Rav Yosef. Well, not really. So Rabba was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years in Pumbedisa. And when he died, Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva. For 2 years, right? Because he merited an extra 22 years of his life. Right? The Gemara says the end of Brachos, I think. That Rav Yosef merited an extra 22 years of life because he was Meichel and he allowed Rabba to be the Rosh Hashiva. Anyway. So it's good to be Meichel on your covered. They didn't have an answer for 22 years. The answer only came when Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva 22 years later. And Rashi explains, why was Rav Yosef Zaycha to only get the answer after 22 years? Because we know that Rabba was known as Oikar Harim. He was a big lamda. Rav Yosef Nebuch was a Sinai. He knew everything. He had to memorize. He was blind. He had to memorize. He knew everything. But he wasn't so good in Svara like Rabba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that he should come up with the Teretz after 22 years so that people should think he's not just a Sinai. He also knows something. He also can analyze. Not just that he knows everything, but that he could also say a little bit of Lumdus. Not just. This answer wasn't based on knowing things. It was based on analysis. Adil Yosef Bereisha. Until Rav Yosef being Rosh Hashiva, Upirka, he answered the Kasha. So says Rashi. What's the Teretz? Shiny Hussam. Rape is different. Ones and Mafata, rape and seduction have a different halacha than all other Knossos. It's an exception to the rule. Rape is different. Shiny Hussam. Damakrav and Asana Isha Shachivi Malavi Hanara. So even though Tzvika, Rabbi Shimon agrees by all other penalties with all of the Knossos, it's the Hamad Bedin that awards it to the father. When it comes to Onis and Mefateh, the Stash Pasuk, V'nosan, you have to give it until it gets to the father's hands. It's not his. It all depends. Even the Hamad Bedin doesn't make it his until it Mamash gets into his hands. Because the Torah says V'nosan. It's only when the guy actually gives it. And when Rabba said that it all depends on when Rabba said that Rabbi Shimon agrees that after the Hamad Bedin it turns from Knas into Mamon, that's Bishar Knasos. That's by all other fines where it doesn't say Benosan. What about if my ox gores and Evan, I'm paid 30 shekel knas. They said, Kesef Slosh Mishkolim, Yitain La'adonav. Hachanamish, Lizzis Gitar La'adon El Mishas Nisine. And it's the Gemara, Yitain L'chud V'nasan L'chud. No, Yitain is the future. V'nasan, it's written as if it was the past. So it's only once it's v'nasan. Says the Gemara, Ihachi tamaloma v'kichesh, tamaloma v'nasan mibayle. Why are we learning that from v'kichesh? It should be v'nasan. Says the Gemara, no. Amarava, ki itzrich v'kichesh. Rabbi Shimon needs the drush of v'kichesh to exclude the knas of onus and mefata together with all the other knasos. Kagon she'amda bidin, the following case. We need v'kichesh for the following case. Let's say there was a court case. She'amda bidin. There was a court case. Ubagra. Then she became a bogeris. Umesa. And she dies when she becomes a bogeris before the knas is paid. The hasam ki kayaris avia minadi da kayaris. In that case, the father is inheriting from her. So in that case, even Rabbi Shimon would agree from the pasuk of v'kichesh that it becomes a chi of mamon, because the father is not taking the knas from his own collection. He's inheriting. She became a bulgaris. He's inheriting it from his daughter. So there we can't learn from v'nasan that the chi of karban shvua. We can't learn from v'nasan that there's no chi of karban shvua by the kfira, because he didn't yet get it into his hands. Because by the time it got to him, it was already a chi of mamon. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi. If that's true, you tell me that the Bryce is talking about Kisha Amad Bedin and Bezdin was mechayvim to pay the knas. Yatsu Elu Shein Knas. Wait a minute, let's go back to the reason of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Yatsu Elu Shein Knas, what do you mean? Mamon who? We just got finished saying that it's not because it's a knas. What do you mean? Why did Rabbi Shimon say Yatsu Elu Shein Knas? But in fact, these things are considered to be mamon. And he can't exempt it by admitting. Answer the Gemara. Here's the key line. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yatsu Elu She'ikaron Knas. No, what he meant to say is that since these things began as a Knas, even after Hamad Bedin, the Knas becomes Mamon, since fundamentally these Chiyuvim were Knas, you're not Chayiv a Karban Shvua, because they are not comparable to the cases that the Torah quoted of mamon. So since fundamentally they are knas, they don't become mamon. And now one last line, and I promised you we're going to come to this last line. One last line of it, we're going to discuss what exactly is the whole root of the dispute between Rabbi Shimon and Chacham. Eisrei Sabai, he asked his Rabbi Rabbi one more kash. The Mishnah Shvuas. Rabbi Shimon Pote. Rabbi Shimon says, there's no carbon shvua in the case of knas. She'enu mishalim knas al pi atzma. Because mode b'knas is pata. Taima delo amid bedin. This is only because there was no court case. Ha amid bedin. Dimishalim al pi atzmo. Carbon shvua nami mechayev. Sounds like he should be chayev a carbon shvua. So again, after amid bedin, there should be a chayev carbon shvua. Says the Gemara, Rabbah answered him no. Rabbi Shimon himself holds, even after Hamad Bedin, there's no chiyuv karban shvua. Rabbi Shimon l'devarim drabanan karmelu. He was talking more to the chacham. L'didi afal gav d'amad bedin rachmana patrim b'kichesh. According to me, by regular knasos, according to me, even though there was a court case, the Torah exempted him because the kichesh, even though it now turns into a chiyuv mamon, since be'ikar it's a chiyuv knas, there is no karban shvua. Ella l'didchu, but according to you guys, that you disagree with me, and you hold that there is a carbon shvua if there's a after hamad bedin. Odu l'mias hecha delo amid bedin dechi katava knasa katava. Shouldn't you admit to me that if there was no court case, you should admit to me that if there was no court case, that there should be no din of carbon shvua? It's a knas. It's a knas. Why? Umode b'knas pater. And here's the key line. So, right, this was the whole shaila, right? Why don't we consider it knas? Rabbanan savre, no. Rabbanan say, ki katava, when the father is demanding from the rapist the money, boshesu begam katava. So here's the key point. Chachamim say, when a person asks for knas, boshesu begam, we view it as the main thing he's asking for is the boshesu begam. And therefore, there is a carbon shvu on that. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, when a guy asks for knas, boshes of agam, the bigger thing he's asking for is the knas, and therefore there's no carbon shvua. Now, what's the root of this dispute? Says, What's the root of the dispute? Whether a guy asks for knas, boshes to pagam, is he really asking for the knas or for the money? But my kamifli Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, I'm Rav Papa, Rabbi Shimon Savar, lo shavik inish midi de kits, but tavim midi de lo kits. The knas he knows is 50 shekel. If a guy knows he can collect a money, he knows exactly what that money is, he's going to go for that first. It's 50 shekel, it's midi de kits, it's a set amount. So when a person's collecting a set amount versus a not set amount, he's rather going to collect the set amount. Rabbanan Savri, lo shavik inish midi de chimodi be lo miftar, but tavim midi de chimodi be miftar. So, the Chachamim say that a person's not going to be toivea knas, because knas, if the guy just admits it, he's going to be putter. I'm not going to get that. I'd rather ask for boshes of pagam, which even if he admits it, he's going to be chai. So when all the smoke clears in the Gemara, Rabbi say, Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim are arguing about three different things, and we'll summarize this right now. There's three. The Gemara concludes there's three different machloks in Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. One. The knas of onus and mafatin. When does it turn into money? According to the Chachamim, once there's a court case, it turns into money. According to Reb Shimon, it's only when he collects it does it turn into money. That's one machlokes. Number two, carbon shvua on denial of the chiyuv of onus and mafatin. The Chachamim say he's chayv a carbon shvua. He's chayv a carbon shvua because we view this tviya as a tviyas mamun. And Rabbi Shimon says, you're part of a carbon shvua because we view the tefiyah as a tefiyah on a knas. And what about something that's fundamentally a knas? So the Chachamim say, once you're mechayev knas in Bezdin, it's like mamon, and therefore you're chayev a carbon shvua. And Rabbi Shimon says, since this thing started out as a knas, even if it turns into a chayev mamon in Bezdin, there's never a chayev carbon shvua on this. Rabbi say, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.